whoa.
Okay.
Grand Theft Auto Vive. No, I haven't. The VR stuff hasn't been hooked up lately, so... No, I think, we were going to hook the VR stuff back up yesterday, but my neck was all shot, so it didn't really make sense to shoot that. So the hope is that I can get everything prepped and together to shoot something with that stuff. Not necessarily with the GTA Vive stuff, but just VR stuff in general. It'd be nice if I could get that together and shoot that today before the show, but we'll see. Alright, that's locked. That's locked, okay? This is locked. House is locked up. Right? Okay. Plug that in there. I don't want to listen to this.
Yeah.
cause I ain't finished. Be on the lookout for the strength of miss. Gina.
Gina.
What's up, y'all? Straight up miss. Damn. Really? Straight up. Just can't sleep. One time's trying to do a smooth creep. And on top of that, niggas after me for fucking one of they hood rats. I ain't got time for the fucking bitch's story. Niggas want me, gotta come to my territory. And ain't no you can get up this. Niggas come and they get done on their own risk. What is it all about? Should I leave or should I stay? Cause I don't wanna punk out. Oh, what should I do? The homies say the hood where it's good, homeboy, I thought you knew. So in the process to show the hood my best, no time to react, caught two of the chips. Now look who's down, I guess I'm finished. I go out like a straight up menace. Cheer. Come on, y'all.
I'm going to the gas station. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna do it. That's how it's going down. I'm gonna go in this gas station and get it how I live. Jeez.
That guy was a little too peppy for what I want out of my morning gas station experience. And the dude who barely ever talks was standing right next to him, barely ever talking. And I was like, yeah. This guy was like, that's a cool shirt. What do you do? What's... Is that from... What is that? Is that... It's not a Lego. It's... Oh, you heard about it. Damn, these niggas love to gossip. Damn, I had to get it popping. I ain't had no running. I'm like, dude, I'm just trying to buy two energy drinks and get on the fucking road, man. Like... I really do. I appreciate the enthusiasm on some level, but look. First alert. She really do. She really got it. I had to do it.
Okay, so I had mentioned that Flintstones was one of the shows that he had some questions about, but no, he wants cartoons like the Flintstones that he doesn't feel were interfering with children's decisions on which way to go.
Okay, thank you for clearing that up. DB, where can people reach you?
Hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at It's Really DB. Again, I'm giving away a signed copy of The Legend of Tarzan production notes from Samuel L. Jackson and Alexander Skarsgård. Just send me your ticket stubs from the movie and you'll be entered to win.
Hey, DJ what? Wonder, let him hit you up.
At DJ Wonder on everything, SoundCloud, DJ Wonder Beats, B-E-A-T-S, and I have a new little EP out. You can check it out on there.
Make sure y'all
check
that out.
It's called Make Me Over.
Hey, OQ, get your grandma for the 4th of July, man. Let these girls know where they can reach you, OQ. You chest naked.
You can follow me on Instagram, I am OQ, and I'll follow you back. I am OQ, I'll follow you back.
Are you still on Black Planet?
Yeah, it's time to make that transition.
OQ, you going to be chest naked for the gram?
See how many people follow me.
All right, yeah. Chat back in with a grab for OQ. Y'all can hit me up. I'm at the Happy Hour WHB, Instagram and Twitter. Make sure you hit up Sway. He's at Real Sway, Instagram and Twitter. And make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, Sway's Universe. Take pulls off the duchess. Orgasm in my mind, stay masturbating your clutches. I want you for self like wealth, so play me closely. This is paranoia for this thing you want the most of me. Only your heart doesn't want to be calling me cousin. Thirsty for my catalog, baby shopping for your loving. Call me if you want to get dumb like the pockets. I just like a giant break things out of the socket.
Thank you.
song was just on.
Someday, baby, you ain't worried about life.
All right, it's time to get Iry. I got a drink here. It's a new flavor. It's a flavor that I've never had before. Jobless, and Rockstar Pure Zero, Mango Orange Passion Fruit. I've had the watermelon, but Mango Orange Passion Fruit. Alright, as soon as I crack it open, smell that sickly sweet smell that only mango and passion fruit flavored soda type drinks can really deliver. Yeah. It smells nice. It smells like an Orangina, kinda, you know? It smells actually a lot like an Orangina. Pretty okay. Back end of it, aftertaste, a little south, a little rough. This is all right. The aftertaste was a little less plasticky, I guess. I don't know. This is like a harsh aftertaste. Tastes like something that you taste when you put something that is not food into your mouth. It's all right. I give it a three bows out of five. Boom, boom, boom! You know?
Oh, come on, man. You know, messing with the rules, guys. We are doing that type of vanity. Rasta, vanity. Let's come with you and package it, you know what I mean?
Get the job, nigga. Pressed to the limit. Got to rob me a nigga. Civil and plain. My man Scooby in the hoop. Whispered in his ear. This is what we got to do, G. Got to bang a nigga. That bang a nigga good. So I can cop a Benz and drive the fuck out the hood. Cause baby mama screaming. Your daughter 12 months. Can't live life slinging rocks and smoking blunts. Hanging with the niggas don't pay the bills. And being broke at 30 give a nigga the chills. So what we got to do is creep and see a sweet pick. You see that shit? Hell yeah, I see that shit. Colombian, Dominican, yeah, whatever. Whoever he was, he had a top under the leather. 2 keys, 20 jeans, nigga, please. Blew his brains out, cause witnesses we don't leave. On the road to riches and diamond rings. Real niggas do real things. Hanging with the bitches is the song I sing.
Jay-Z can get up in here and do his, you know what I'm saying, little roll call, little thing. I know I can get up here and introduce mine, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so.
Can I run it down?
Yeah.
I'm going to just let the record spin, and this is what I want you to play, right?
All right.
You can hit me off with, first we're ready to die.
Right.
Come back with one more chance. Then you know you got to hit that the what with the Mr. Meth, right? And then since it is an everyday struggle out there, you can hit me with that joint, too.
That's right. Now bring your ass back in this room and get back on the turntables.
Bad boy in the house, blowing up the spot and all that. All these jingle songs. Now you know. Keep your eye on something. We are the house. Not seen now. Super B. Kelly Queen represent to the fullest. No, I could have clubs in jail. We have the plan made. I bought my wife in a crib and bought the mafia an arcade. Mad games, pool tables, and candy. A little extra trick and loop be coming in handy. Check it. Got on some 95 shit. Sold a 5, bought the 6. Don't bet.
I wish that Biggie would buy me an arcade.
Work all in the projects. Niggas slinging holes. He kept the profit. No one could stop it.
Big y'all in the morning, late.
But you can't just listen, come tell my story.
Amazing tune. And then I score you also really this record, check it out.
It's Friday. What songs got you fired up? Tweet us your request at SXM Utopia. We might just play it.
Three bowls out of five. Bo, bo, bo.
Oh,
Cheeky trailer for DLC for The Division. This might be a song you would pick.
Never spoil the dreams of a boy and girl. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
Sensation.
The Tootsie Roll.
All right. Tchaikovsky, you fool for this one! Yay! Best version of this song. Everyone knows that. Radio Disney to provide you with like this like third tier pop act.
You know what Friday is? It means that it's the end of our week, and that means it's the end of our weekly pitch.
And this week's weekly pitch was to have a pancake festival.
Yeah, the first annual pancake festival in the lobby here. We ran into a couple of issues.
Yeah.
Right. Namely, you have to have one pans.
Right, and you need a heat source.
I was just gonna say that.
Yeah.
So
I think we just didn't realize how much thought had to go into actually executing this pancake
festival. Also, I was at the store, and there's so many different types of pancake mix.
We got overwhelmed.
You know, and I want to be able to do a healthy option, and what kind of toppings, you know? Like, there are so many things you can put inside of a pancake.
Blueberries, strawberries, allergic,
bananas.
You don't know what allergies pecans. People have. Did you say pecans?
What did you say?
I was just thinking people are maybe allergic to pecans.
Yeah, pecans, almonds.
Almonds and salmon.
Cashew.
We wanted to make salmon cakes.
Yeah, we wanted.
We wanted to foray into the world of fish cakes.
You know, like those like breakfast pizzas that are like lox. Like,
yeah, bagels.
No, I'm not mistaking bagels as a breakfast pizza. I'm just saying, like, sometimes they make pizzas with the same toppings you would a bagel.
I think the important part is here is that the whole lobby, I would say we have a pancake festival vibe, just without the pancakes.
Yeah, everyone's kind of like, where's the food? I'm like, guys.
Is everyone having fun?
Yeah, hey, this is going out on the air,
settle.
You guys. Like,
and are you having fun?
If you have any tips for how maybe we can make this...
Give us a call.
Yeah.
1-877-870-5678 on Radio Disney.
Say hello to our next grand prize that could send you to see the Adele at her sold-out show.
Sure. Staples Center in Los Angeles, California. Plus, we're hooking you up with a Sounds of Summer swag bag, including Beats headphones and iPod Touch. Plus, some Major Adele merch.
What? Major Adele merch?
You can see me live.
To enter for free, hit the code word hello and radio.
That's the only quote they got. You can see me live.
Or text it to Disney 347-639 with the parents okay. And if you win a game on the air, that scores you 100 chances to win.
Many will enter one wall. So that's the US and DC. Under standard text and data charges may apply. Answer July 14th, 2016 to 3 p.m. Pacific time. Rules at RadioDisney.com/rules. Void or brand new.
You could be heading to LA to check out Adele live in concerts. And it's all parts of Radio Disney's Sounds of Summer. It's new music on Radio Disney. Lucas Graham, Mama Said.
Mama said that it was okay. Mama said that it was quite alright.
Troye Sivan featuring Alessia Cara, Wild.
The journey, wild.
These are all good songs.
Frankie, New Obsession.
No, I don't want to be a best man. Just let me be a new obsession.
Your new music, your way, on Radio Disney.
Hey, it's Olivia Holt. I'm so excited to be going on my Rise of the Phoenix tour, and I want to bring you with me. That's why I'm teaming up with Radio Disney for my very
own They're sending people to see Adele from Radio Disney, but, like, I feel like I was just reading something about how Adele curses up a storm between songs when she plays.
No matter where I am, you get to peek into my tour diary.
Which was maybe the first thing that I read that made me go, oh, maybe I should see Adele.
Pacific, all the
Radio
Disney Sounds of Summer.
The holiday weekend is upon us, and we're going to get you ready for the Radio Disney Insider Show. We got a big movie time for you. Disney's new movie, The BFG, is out in theaters, and we got the cast. Also, we're going to check in with Christina Aguilera. She's got a brand new song called Change. We'll find out why this song means so much to her. It's your go-to for entertainment news and new music and more. Don't miss it this Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, only on Radio Disney and the Radio Disney app. Radio Disney Sounds of Summer is all about mixing it up. This is Lila B, and I cannot wait for you to hear my new show.
We gon' have a real good time. I'm here to turn you on. I'm here to turn you on.
I'm taking the hottest hits of the summer and remixing them to bring you a whole new sound we know you're gonna love. It's Radio Disney's Really Good Time with Lila B. Kicking off with our 4th of July celebration at 5 p.m. Eastern at 2 Pacific on Radio Disney.
Real good.
I wanna have a really good time.
Radio Disney's Sounds of Summer has gone country with Radio Disney Country.
Great.
And with the free Radio Disney app, you can listen to your music, your country, all summer long.
Oh, cool.
It's the perfect mix of the biggest chart-topping hits and the latest up-and-coming country artists. And with exclusive interviews, you will always
explosive interviews
in the world of country music.
Explosive country music interviews.
Radio Disney app. Just tap stations and select Radio Disney Country. Available now in your iTunes and Google Play app stores. Standard data rates may apply. So listen now on the Radio Disney app.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket, but it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place, and then they act so surprised when I find them, but I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Summer break's never been sweeter or funnier.
If you think our parents are listening to this,
let me know because they haven't responded to my texts.
Let's get back to the madness with Maddie and Chase on Radio Disney.
Now let's go.
Hello, we are Lucas Graham.
Lucas Graham!
I love this song so much.
Lucas Graham, Mama Said, on Radio Disney.
Remember asking for my mom and dad, why we never traveled through exotic lands. We only ever really visit friends. Nothing to tell when the summer ends.
Okay, I can't.
A trip to the movies or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare. Full coverage supplemental insurance.
It's Agnes.
and the players that they have on the team. But there's only two teams here that can really present a real championship case. Now, the Spurs obviously have the pep.
And it's about the basketball IQ to me. I want to see a lot more.
Why do you believe that Dwayne Wade, that this is a signal that they are not going to retain Dwayne Wade?
No, I'm actually more skeptical about it than all of that. I mean, look, we've seen this. I mean, this has been a dance that they've performed.
Georgia has committed in 2017 that you mentioned.
From around the country.
It's live radio. This is what we do.
This is the United States of Soccer.
All right, we're back on a Free Kick Friday. A guest-packed Free Kick Friday. We move on from Alex Morgan, U.S. Women's National Team, forward to...
And you were right, we were wrong.
No, never that.
Just runs out the clock and they can keep Duke Johnson fresh when they actually need him.
Because we don't have...
Sports!
...people who we can... to give them that chance in October to be a force, because that lineup is really, really good.
The other one I wanted to hit on real quick was Danny Espinosa's night last night. A grand slam and a three-run homer in their victory over the Reds. The push for Trey Turner in the big leagues has been quieted a little bit, hasn't it? Espinosa's hit for power and played a steady defensive shortstop for the Nationals.
Well, what they...
Ryan Blaney and David Gilliland rounded out the top five. However, Gilliland and Josh Wise's times were disallowed.
He's back from his concussion, but I would have to think that either way they're...
Cuts. It's where they have come now this portion of the season. Missed the cut at Augusta, missed the cut defensively.
Great. Is that we balance each other out, right?
And we have different opinions.
Different
types of...
Oh, man, you guys. Ooh,
what is it not the story?
Or a new thing to submit a pic with a resume for a job application. I've never sent a pic to a potential employer.
I mean, I wouldn't come on a cast face. I'm not trying to take that back. I just don't have an avid cat. I have a dog, and I had a dog when I was a teenager. And, yeah, I did once. I made my dog lick cottage cheese off my balls. Which is something you now can't unknow. You just know it. I did this. And I only hesitated to start the sentence only because I wasn't sure whether to say that I let my dog lick cottage cheese off my balls or that I made him lick cottage cheese. And really, considering how much dogs love cheese, I think I made him an offer he couldn't refuse. I think that's probably the fairest way to put it. I remember it so clearly, and I remember the look on the dog's face. He was like, oh, fuck, dude, what's wrong with you? Why are you doing this to us? Just put it on a plate. Why do I have to lick it off your goddamn balls? All right, come on, fine, let's do it. I'm doing it. I don't care. Look, you gotta live with this. I'll be dead in 2 years. I'm a dog. This is your problem.
SiriusXM Comedy Greats.
I'm Ron Bennington for Comedy Greats, Channel 94, and on my show, we ask the question, who is that comedian that changed your life?
Sean Donnelly, and the comedian who changed my life was Jim Gaffigan. He showed me how silly comedy could be, and he's the first comedy album that I bought with the Jim Gaffigan album. It's called More Moo Moos, and he got me into the art of stand-up. He made me fall in love with jokes and making people laugh, and he showed me, you know, what the possibilities it could be. Like, I really related to his material, I related to him, and he's a wonderful comic. Is that terrible?
For more in-depth interviews with top comedians, tune in to Bennington weekdays at noon Eastern on Raw Dog, Sirius XM 99.
Get some rules. I got some rules when I go down. When I do my stand-up, I got rules and shit. Straight up. Old people that get offended easily, y'all should just get the fuck out now.
Enjoy all-day comfort and relief from aches and pains you never thought.
Say to me, wow, we can really see it in your face.
I don't think the crust and the box are supposed to be the same material.
Laugh USA. Comedy for everyone. Sirius XM 98.
NPR on Sirius XM is celebrating the 4th of July. At 7 p.m. East, learn about founding father Alexander Hamilton in a special featuring members of the Tony Award-winning Broadway show.
Hamilton's not the end point, it's the starting point.
And at 8 p.m. East, a Capital 4, live from Washington, D.C., with performances from Motown.
It's about how the world seems to be spinning faster. Terminator 2, 25 years old. What most people would consider the new Terminator. This was the last Terminator anyone liked. But I think that this is kind of the reason why we have franchise films, because
of the success of Terminator 2.
The massive success. I think it made something like, I don't know, five times more than the first one did.
I know that you have a problem with people who prefer Terminator 2 to 1, but Terminator 2, because of my age, was my first Terminator. And I was like, this is an excellent film.
Well, critics even like Terminator 2, but here's the thing about it. Here's the thing I guess that they did was smart from an entertainment point of view, but not the art point of view. They figured out that when Jaws came out, everybody was scared of Jaws. When Jaws 2 came out, people came and they clapped for Jaws, right? Halloween, everybody was afraid. Halloween 2, they all clapped for him. They started to identify because he was the only, like, really returning.
He's a through line, so.
And so when they did Terminator 2, they were kind of smart enough to go, hey, we'll make the Terminator a good guy. He doesn't have to be the bad guy. And you would think that it didn't work, and everybody ended up loving it because you got to cheer for the Terminator. Which is kind of hilarious.
I remember when it came out that as a kid, all I would think about was Terminator 2, and John Connor, and fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger. It was really a creepy obsession I had with Terminator 2.
What were you thinking about, like, specifically? You just be like, I wonder what Terminator's doing?
Yeah. John Connor's pretty cool as a youngster.
You thought the little kid was cool?
Yeah, I had a crush on him.
Did that kid have a bad end?
Yeah, he has some run-ins with drugs.
But he's still around, right?
Eddie Furlong, yeah.
I get him. Some of those kid actors didn't even make it, you know? Yeah. I always get them confused. But they said at that time, Arnold made $15 million, which only a couple years before, $2 or $3 million was a lot to make for a movie. But they locked it in that he had made more money per word, I think, than anyone ever has. He barely has any lines.
He barely speaks.
Even when you watch the first Terminator, he barely talks.
Yeah, it's mostly costume and, like, physicality.
All right, here's one for you. The bad Terminator, right?
Yeah.
Do you know who was supposed to play that part?
No.
No,
Do you know, Vito? Because you're a film guy.
No.
I'll tell you this. He didn't because he was hurt. He laid down a motorcycle, and he's a rock god. I'm just going to give it out now, since someone's jumping on it. And picture how perfect this would have been. Mr. Billy Idol. Billy Idol.
Oh, wow, that makes a lot of sense.
Was supposed to do that. He was supposed to do that and then play the Michael Madsen role in the Doors movie. And laying down the bike kind of fucked up him having a, you know, scary acting career.
Wow, that would have been good. I could absolutely see him in that part.
You don't like the bad Terminator? You don't think he works?
No, he works for sure. I just think...
I thought he was too tiny.
Too small? But isn't that... I thought that was really scary about him, is that he was like...
I wanted to be the angry...
Why sent you
I
yourself?
Wanted to be the angry smoking guy that I was in the living room and in college. I did it on... When I did it in college on stage, most of the time it was really scripted, you know, because it was... They were live shows. They were live, you know, theatrical productions. So I looked at the guys that were on television... And Stephen did big on The Tonight Show. And I went, right. You know what? I'm never going to be that guy because I'm going to have to give up
clean
a certain
it up.
Language. And all my subject matter, forget about it. It was all stuff you couldn't talk about on TV.
Yeah.
So I never auditioned for
it. So MTV was perfect for you.
It was great.
Because you could also script it and do your thing, right?
Well, I never scripted those things with Teddy.
The rants were just sort of...
No. We would go... The first time we did it, he said... he was such a big hit with the OMTV Raps. Doug Herzog, who also went to Emerson, who was the head of MTV at the time,
right,
said, we did remote control and stuff together. He said, listen, Teddy's hot. He wants to take you out to Roosevelt Island, and he wants to shoot you fucking ranting and raving.
And that appealed to you.
And I was like, okay, well, what should I write it? And he's like, Teddy's just going to shout out subjects. And so we went to Roosevelt Island with, like, two cameras. And he's like, just keep walking around talking about Cindy Crawford or racism or whatever. And I was like, but how's this going to cut together? He's like, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
You just do your rant.
He was like, don't worry about it. So I was like, this is never making the air. And then he had a vision in his head. So it was really Ted Demme who fucking, he made
When those rants got on the air, were you shocked how popular they became and how all of a sudden you were a big star, right, from MTV? What an unusual path,
you know? It was weird. It was weird. Teddy called me. I was in Mexico. And Teddy called me, and he said, dude, you got to get fucking home. And I was like, why? He said, because we started running the spots, and it's going crazy. And we were in a bar in Mexico, and we asked the guy to turn the TV on. They had MTV with Spanish subtitles. And we watched for like an hour, and sure enough, the spots came up, and I went, fuck, they look pretty good.
Yeah.
And he made sense out of them.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you had no idea.
Ted Demme was a genius about that shit.
Why did he say you have to get home? Because they wanted to keep throwing you on MTV.
They wanted to make more spots.
And how do you monetize that? Did you just go out and start doing club dates and
I got paid shit for that. But
that's
what
I'm saying.
I didn't care.
Right, this gave you, you became a household name.
Yeah, and it was
I knew the name Dennis Leary from that.
Yeah, from that. And it was from that that No Cure for Cancer got done as a one-man show for television and the album.
And then you start making movies, right?
Well, what happened was Teddy's uncle is Jonathan Demme, who, of course, was already an Oscar-winning director at that point.
Right.
And at the same time, when I was doing No Cure for Cancer at the Actors Playhouse, when we were first doing it, Bob De Niro was developing a production company.
Oh, yes.
He sent somebody down to
Bobby
the show, and he wanted to meet young, up-and-coming artists. So I met him.
Wow.
And
you get to meet cool people.
I know. And Jonathan Demme and De Niro said the same thing, which is, you guys start a production company now and start self-generating for film. It wasn't even about TV. It was just film.
He was right.
He was right.
Yeah.
You know, so that was a big lesson.
Was it disappointing to you when you start making films and stuff and if things aren't like big hits right away, which, you know, you had a couple of films that were, you know, critically praised and stuff. Does it break your heart because you're like, shit, how the fuck do I turn all this around and make this like...
Well, yeah, because The Ref was a fucking great movie. Well,
no. I think Dennis Leary's story is fascinating. He became weird MTV spots into this fucking whole career, but don't tell me that you think The Ref is a great movie. All right. I'm here. I gotta go. Have a great Friday.